I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
The People's Choice Awards were last night. I always forget about People's Choice
too.
Awards.
I know, me too.
Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres won Best Daytime Talk Show, and of course she wanted to thank everyone who stuck by her, all of her employees. She said, I love them all, and I thank them for what they do every single day.
And so you didn't even have to watch. Now Dana just caught you up. Now you know exactly what happened last night at People's Choice Awards.
The show was hosted by Demi Lovato, who joked about getting unengaged. Like, I did what everybody does. I went into quarantine, got engaged.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's bad time. Let it breathe just a little bit. Her poor ex, you know?
No,
it's like, give it time.
It was fine. She seemed more like she was joking about herself than clowning on him.
Okay.
Chris Pratt's Pixar movie Onward took home the award for Family Movie of 2020. Taking like a little bit of heat, he did a post basically asking people to vote for his movie. Like, basically, like, this is the vote that you want to...
Right.
Cast.
He's campaigning for himself.
No. But it was like juxtaposed with celebrities will always tell you, you got to get out there and vote. You need to vote. It's like,
okay.
This is it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway, he is going to be joining Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman in Thor Love and Thunder. Those two characters, Thor and Star-Lord, actually hooked up in the last movie. I know this is all Greek to you, but
yeah,
anyway,
no
they did.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
No, but in the Marvel Universe, it's really cool when somebody crosses over, like when Hulk got with Thor in his last
movie. So this is a good thing.
This is a very good thing.
Okay, good.
Yes, and despite what you think and have heard, we love all of our Chrises.
Okay.
Yeah. Michael Jackson's still number one on Forbes' annual list of the top earning dead celebrities with... $48 million over the past 12 months.
A ton of money.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I wanted to know who some of the other people, too. Like, you look at like Bob Marley and Marilyn Monroe, James Dean, all these people still, all these years, still bringing in millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't remember how many years ago, and maybe it's still a thing. I don't remember the furniture company that had this Humphrey Bogart collection.
Right.
I'm like, wow.
Still just raking it in.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. Pretty crazy.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
You did not just say that.
No, she did.
The Daily Dilemma
with Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
It's one of those questions I think probably all of us have been asked at some point during a relationship in our lifetime, but she's having a little bit of a problem with it and needs some advice, so let's try and help her out.
What do you do when your current partner begins asking you about your past? Like, personal questions, very personal, and you really don't want to answer them. However, they continue to ask you, how much are they entitled to know when you're in the beginning stages of the relationship? Do they have a right to know? And what should you give them as far as the relationship just beginning?
So you're starting a date. He or she's asking, so tell me about your past. Man, I don't know, because I've been with the same person for 20 plus years. I mean, I guess if you think that it's going to get serious, you both are entitled probably to know about your past and for health reasons and things like that. But like, if you're trying to just dig into, and we all probably know the question that they're probably asking.
I have no idea.
If it makes you, well, probably if you've been swimming in the ocean a lot.
Oh,
with,
okay.
Yeah, yes, that type of thing. So I just, you know, for health reasons, yes, if you think that this is going to be serious and this is a relationship that's going to go places, but right off the bat to come out and start asking those questions, I think that's a little bit too, that's too soon, maybe too much.
Yeah, I didn't get the same read from that. No? I couldn't tell what she was talking about because it was so vague.
Right. I have a feeling that's the question, like when she was saying personal questions, very personal questions about my past. You know, because if it was your credit or something, yeah, I would think that she would say that.
Yeah.
Just kind of keeping it PG.
I mean, if she's really uncomfortable with it, I would just say, you know what? Do you want to be a part of it? Basically, like, do you want to be a part of my past? That could be easily arranged.
Look at Chantel with a little mic drop there and then walks out of the room. I don't know. It's tough because if you really like somebody, and but they're all of a sudden just digging in and digging in deep and they won't give up and they just want to know these questions and they seem obsessed about your past. It's one thing to tell me about when you were a kid and what sports did you do and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, you can tell whoever it is that you're dating that you just plan on taking things slow and that you're not there yet with them. And as you get closer to that with them, you can have more of those conversations.
Let's come back and talk about this at a future date.
Well, I mean, because there aren't any guarantees with that person. So, I mean, if you're there with them, then yeah, they can ask. Mm-hmm. Like if that's where you are with them.
But I might not tell you.
Well, no. I mean, if that's where you are with them.
Right.
Where you're ready to take that step, then yeah, you can certainly ask. Mm-hmm. But if you're not there, you're just starting to date someone, then probably not.
Yeah. Move on. It's a little bit of a red flag. What do you think? Can you help her out? Any other advice? 407-919-1051.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Today's Daily Dilemma. Her new boyfriend that seems to be like a, you know, fairly serious relationship is asking some questions that she's just not comfortable answering yet about her past. So she wants to know what she should do. Laura, what's your advice for her?
I think that, you know, we've all had stupid things we've done in our past or things we may never do again. And our past is our past, and if it's just the beginning stages, it takes a long time to learn trust and all that in someone. They haven't even had experiences to test each other with or to know how they would handle things. I think it's too soon. Your past is your past, and, you know, it's not relevant to the present, so it takes time to get to know each other and trust each other.
And I guess you can't go back and change your past, so if you do eventually tell this person and they're not cool with it or they get super jealous over it or something like that, then it's time, okay, I guess we're not meant to be, because that's part of who I am.
I've made my mistakes and stupid decisions and things I would never ever do again, and that's not who I am now. Do you want to be with who I am now or who I was then?
Thank you. Have a good morning, Laura.
Yeah. Have a blessed day.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go!
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
I got a question for you. What hobby have you started in the last 6-8 months, and has it stuck and it's like your new favorite thing, or did you already give up on it like me? 407-919-1051. You remember back Father's Day? I was so excited to start gardening, and I got tomato plants and cleared out an area, and my tomato plants look like bad weeds now. I gave up on it. They were flourishing.
How long did they flourish, though? Because it was too hot out there.
Like a month and a half. Like the size of the actual greenery of the plant easily tripled. And it grew probably, I don't know, maybe a foot in height. Like, they were doing really well.
Were there any tomatoes on the plant?
No, there were no tomatoes. And that's why I think I gave up.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, maybe I should have tried something else. But I saw this the thing on Reddit last night, and it was a whole like willingness and aptitude test for finding a new hobby, and it asked you 20 questions, and it was actually a really cool little test that I took, and it said that the best hobby for me, based on if I want to do it alone, if I want to spend money, that type of thing, is to learn a foreign language, and I have absolutely no interest in doing that.
Oh.
None.
Well, then why did you think this was a cool quiz?
Well, I thought it was going to be better. The results would have been better, and it would have told me something like axe throwing or something, you know, much more interesting and fun, but no.
As a hobby.
Yeah, well, you just pick up something new, you know, maybe an axe. You've done recent stuff. How are your hobbies going in the last 6 months?
Yeah, I'm still doing my piano lessons. I need a teacher, though.
I can do it.
I'm just kind of slow going.
I'll be your teacher.
With that.
She's like, no, thank you.
I don't know.
I'm all set.
You're gung-ho about absolutely everything, and maybe that would be good for me, or maybe I'd be like, I don't want to see Chantel tomorrow.
Right, down. Lesson canceled.
I know. Like, you, I can see you walking around with a ruler.
407-919-1051 to measure that your hands are far apart enough.
No.
But are you still doing a foreign language? You started that. That's what it's saying I should do.
Okay, listen. I started that.
98, 99. Okay, never mind.
It's not new.
All right, what about you? Maybe it's something that you're doing and I can take it up and it's easy and it's cheap. What's your hobby?
Mix 105.1.
We're talking about hobbies that you've started this year, and are you sticking with them or are you quitting them? Like me trying to grow tomatoes and Dana and her piano lessons. Lauren, what's your hobby and what are you doing? Is it sticking with it so far?
You guys know those box stitches that you do with the plastic string?
No, I don't know what that is. Box stitching?
Yeah, it's like kind of like sewing, but you make a box stitch and it makes a keychain.
It sounds like something that I did in camp.
Yeah, or like my daughter's doing now. Yeah, yeah, like one of those things. Yes.
But I was never good at that. You brought up a bad memory for me.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.